Welcome back into Riddle and the Reporter. This segment, we got a very special guest coming on with us. Predator 7th round pick. You're going to hear it locally in a trivia question somewhere, some way in a couple years. Who was David Poyle's last ever selection? We got Aiden Fink on the show with us. Aiden, how are we doing this morning?
We're doing well. How are we doing there?
Now we're doing great. It's a beautiful day up here in Nashville. Where are you at around this time of year?
I'm in Penn State right now, so it's a little rainy out right now, but I'm sure the weather will pick up by the afternoon here.
So, Aiden, I got to ask you here, man. You know, going through the draft, the Predators had to make a trade with the New Jersey Devils to move up and come and get you. When you were selected by the Predators and David Poyle in Nashville, did you realize at the time the significance of that pick when you were selected?
Yeah, actually, it was a weird story. I was just getting out of L.A. class when I got the call from my agent when that happened. So I didn't really know it was a big deal until my dad sent me the video of David Poyle's last pick. And, you know, it's a special pick, and I'm going to be a special player for him.
Absolutely. So, you know, were you here at all for the draft in Nashville, or did you stay away?
No, I was actually in Penn State. I started school about 2 days earlier, so it was a weird experience, but it was an awesome experience that I'll never forget.
So what is something that you've heard about Nashville, maybe about the Predators organization in general, that really attracts you to the team? And also just something personally, like what's about Nashville in general that you've heard or seen about that you look forward to going and doing once you get here?
Yeah, obviously the fans in Nashville are unbelievable. You know, those playoff games, I love to watch Nashville playoff games. It's always electric in that rink. That's something I'm very excited about. And then just Nashville, I've heard it's a great city. You know, fans and everyone, the organization is awesome, I heard. So, you know, I'm really excited to be a part of Nashville's organization.
Aiden, thank you so much for joining us this morning, but I want to start off here with you as well, and I know that you just came out of playing in the Alberta Junior Hockey League not that long ago, the last two seasons there. You're at Penn State, like you had mentioned, but I like to circle back here. I saw you initially had committed to Wisconsin, but now you flipped over to Penn State, made that transition for you, but I'm curious, what kind of led to that just movement for you going into your freshman year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, the coach that recruited me at Wisconsin got fired, unfortunately. You know, Tony Granato, he's an awesome guy, and I wish I would play for him, but you know, that happened, and then Penn State kind of just gained my attention, and then you know, I just talked to my agent about it, and I think Penn State would be the best move for me. So that's kind of what changed my mind, but you know, I'm excited to be here. You know, we're going to have a really good team this year, and we're going to try to win a national championship again this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Colin Graf from Dev Camp, that was an invite, has tons of experience with that, so that might be a good little link for you, and you might see him some this year. But yeah, Aiden, so I know that back at Dev Camp, I kind of want to circle back here as well, is just what were your main takeaways from camp, and who are maybe some guys that you kind of maybe learned from during your time here in Nashville?
Yeah, I mean, the whole coaching staff, all those practices, all those track events, all those workouts were a good, definitely a good lesson that I could take here to Penn State. You know, the guys that were there were all great to me. You know, even the players. My cousin was there. He was drafted, I think, in 2020. His name's Luke Reed. So, you know, that was real nice to see him and learn after him. I learned after everyone. I've definitely taken a lot of things from that camp back to Penn State that I'm going to work on.
And Aiden, too, kind of going back, I had already mentioned you were coming from the AJHL, and you've done quite a bit of winning over there from what I've noticed. So what are kind of just the main takeaways that you had as a younger skater playing in a league that is pretty renowned over there in Western Canada?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Brooks is a great organization. The last 2 years were one of the best years of my life in terms of winning. You know, I had really good records in the two years, played with really good players. We were a winning organization, won two national championships with them. So, you know, I'm very excited that I played there. I wouldn't have wanted to play anywhere else, definitely for my junior hockey.
So, Aiden, I got one last one here for you. You're in a group of freshmen. You're one of five guys on the roster that'll be fresh faces to the team. And I'm just kind of curious, what do you hope to get out of your first year experience playing NCAA hockey under head coach Guy Gadowski?
Yeah, I definitely want to learn after Guy. You know, he's a fantastic coach. I've talked to him a couple times already this summer, just about the team and all that. So, you know, I'm definitely very excited to learn after the freshmen and all the upperclassmen. I think that's going to be my biggest thing on the ice. I think it's going to be a battle every day. So that's what I'm most excited for there. And Gad is an unbelievable coach. Same with Pegs and Fish. So, you know, they're definitely going to develop me. And, you know, I'm very excited for my however many years I have here.
We're talking to Aiden Fink, seventh round pick for the Nashville Predators. Aiden, when you were here for developmental camp, is there any of the other young prospects for the Preds that you kind of built a relationship with and maybe just had some natural chemistry with when you all played and practiced in your time here?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's a great player there. I couldn't pick one that I had chemistry with. You know, I had chemistry every time I went in a drill. So I couldn't pick one player, but I could pick the whole team, the whole prospects there. So,
absolutely. And so, before you know being drafted by the Predators, were there any of the veterans on the team that you grew up watching, grew up looking up to, maybe modeling your game after? Did you ever catch any Preds games and be like, "Man, you know, I really like this player. This guy's really good."
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, I live in Canada, so it's pretty tough for me to get Preds games, but. Definitely a couple guys. You know, I loved watching, even though he's a goalie, I loved watching Pekka Rinne. He was an unbelievable player. But, you know, I didn't really get to catch a lot of Preds games, but, you know, I just know that their fans are and their organization is very, like, great.
Appreciate the time today, Aiden. That's Aiden Fink, seventh-round pick for the Nashville Predators. Thank you for joining us, and best of luck with your season in college hockey playing for Penn State.
Thanks, Aiden.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Again, Aiden Fink, seventh round pick of the Nashville Predators. And, you know, you were talking about Aiden in at developmental camp, and he was one of the guys that you really looked at as somebody that was making an impact when he came in. So as a seventh round pick, that might be a really good grab for this team going forward.
I think it could be. And going into just his first year at Penn State, that's notable. And keep in mind, too, what he said there that kind of stood out to me was he wants to see how these next few years go. And what I'm kind of getting from that is you just never know the kind of leap that you can take in your own development, because he could sign that first deal. He could end up being with the Preds organization and playing with the Admirals or playing in the ECHL, trying to grind his way up to the NHL at some point. And so the Preds have had some success here in the last few years, I would say, from those later draft picks. I mean, look at what the Predators got out of Juuso Parsonen. And that's a good point, too. I completely forgot that his cousin is Reed. And I saw that kind of, you know, happen during camp. And looking back at what Aiden was able to do at camp, I believe he was quick. He was on the pucks as fast as possible. Not only that, but he was accurate. And when you're accurate at camp and you stand out to the coaches, that's going to go a long way. And not only are you in front of Barry Trotz and some of the guys that you're looking at in terms of maybe some scouts, you're also in front of Carl Taylor, who's also in the AHL too, but you're also working on the ice with the Milwaukee Admirals assistant coaches. So they've seen it firsthand. I think Aiden will be an explosive player as a freshman on Penn State's offense. I'm not sure if he'll be the best forward on their offense, but he's going to have to earn his stripes here, I feel like, here in the next few weeks as he gets going, because they'll end up starting their season pretty soon. And I'm pretty positive, I haven't looked at their schedule, but he will more than likely be going up against a guy like Matthew Wood in college.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking. You know, does Penn State play UConn this year? And if so, is that a game that we're going to have to tune into? I mean, definitely looking at it here. Now, I'm looking at some of his stats that he had with the Brooks Bandits in the AJHL. 54 games, 97 points.
I know. He tore it up.
Like, is Like, is that common? Is this just like a really small league or something? Because, like, he lit that league up.
So, funny enough, I think, no, it wasn't Ryan Johansson, but Ryan Johansson played in a similar league. It's a smaller league. It's not semi-pro. It's kind of like the step you take before you go play like juniors, kind of like where Tanner Mullendyke and some of these other kids from Canada got drafted. So you'll play there when you're kind of around like that high school age. You'll get some guys that are close to like their 20s that are playing there, but they're all really young. But the fact that he put up that many points in less than 60 games, 50-something games, it's impressive.
So, again, that's 97 total points in 54 games, 41 goals, 56 assists. And just in comparison, looking at his stats on the same team in the same league, the year prior he played in 60 games and only had 53 points total. So a really, really big job. I mean, you're talking about 44 more points the following season in playing in six less games.
I know. He went off. And that was one thing. When I looked him up a couple months ago to see what he was kind of looking like, he could be another steal for the Preds in the later parts of the draft. It'll take him a couple of years. I feel like some of these guys that are in school, you know, another guy too is Sutter Muzadi, who's in college too. Some of the kids that are in college, let them go through their years. Let them go through what it's like to be a college kid. You know, Aiden's fresh into it. I think he'll be there for a couple of years. He's going to take school probably a little more seriously, which is good for him. But also, too, of note, he wants to go in a national championship. You know, Colin Graf, he was a guy I just did a story on, and he did win the national championship with Quinnipiac. And that was probably a guy he looked at during camp. You know, Colin was a bigger skater than him, but he knows what it takes to win. So now he's seen what some of these guys look like and what the pace looks like. But, two, Penn State was in the NCAA tournament last year. They ended up losing in overtime to Michigan, but then Michigan ended up playing against, I believe, Quinnipiac in the next round after they beat them. So they were right there. So it could have been something special for Penn State. They're probably going to build on that as best as they can, and Aiden's going to be part of it.
It's going to be definitely something we're going to be looking forward towards the future, watching Aiden and how he progresses. And, you know, this is going to give us some college hockey to look forward to this upcoming season, especially as the Predators, you know, rookie camp comes up in the next couple weeks. We are going to keep you informed no matter how excited we are about football season started. We always got to make sure that we're keeping up with some of these awesome young Preds prospects. But coming up next, we are going to be diving into the Titans training camp the next two segments, and we're going to be talking about some of the positives and some of the negatives. We're going to start with the positives. 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHonda.com. We want you to hop into this conversation with some of our takeaways. You're listening to Riddle and the Reporter here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.